Hello, Carol. How is your friend Rose, the teacher from school who's been so sad and depressed? Is she any better than last week?
Thanks for asking, Tammy. Yeah, I think she is a bit better. We had a really good talk, and we prayed to God together, and that seemed to encourage her. But I also think she felt better because I went to her house and helped her clean and tidy up. Sometimes some practical help can do more good than lots of advice.
I agree. Would you like to help clean my house next? Hello, and welcome to Women of Hope. It's always good to have your company. Has it been a good week for you? I certainly hope so. We've talked before about the illness of depression and how it can be caused by many different things. I wonder which of them stuck in your mind. There were physical things like hormones or illnesses and chemical changes in the brain.
Or trying to cope with big problems, especially relationship difficulties.
Then we talked about patterns of thinking about life that can make you depressed, like thinking that you're no good at doing things, or feeling anxious about things when there's no real danger.
We learned that depression affects your whole body, your thoughts, your feelings, and your behavior.
Today we'll be talking about the ways of helping someone with depression. We'll pay attention to the body, the head, the heart, and the world of events and relationships around us.
Fran, our friend who is a counselor, has come back today to give us some ideas about what we can do ourselves about depression, or how we can help someone else when they're suffering from depression. Welcome, Fran. I remember something important that you said last time. Not to give advice or tell a depressed person what to do. You said that the best thing to do is to listen to them and give them love and support. This will give them hope.
That's right, Carol. Those are the most valuable things a friend can do. Never tell your friend to snap out of it or get over it. It's not so easy. But there are many things a person can do to help themselves recover from depression.
I don't think I would know where to start.
Well, we need to pay attention to all those things that cause depression. As Tammy said, body, head, heart, and the world around you. Let's start with the body. If you are suffering from depression, you need to look after yourself as well as you would care for a sick child or friend. If the cause is physical illness, you need to get rest and treatment for the sickness. You need to eat properly. That's a healthy, balanced diet with fresh fruit, vegetables, meat if you can. Not just what is quick and easy, like bread and jam. And you need to go to bed and get up at regular times. Try not to sleep during the day, because then you won't sleep at night. One of the most important ways to treat depression is to have regular exercise. It's actually been shown that daily exercise is as good as many antidepressant tablets.
How much exercise do you need?
Well, generally, you need to start off with gentle exercise. Maybe a short walk each day. Then try to go further and walk faster each day, perhaps up to an hour a day. Swimming is another good exercise, or dancing, or playing a sport. Try to do something you enjoy. Lifting weights of increasing size is particularly good. It should be quite energetic, enough to make you puff or sweat a bit.
That's amazing. How can exercise possibly help your mood?
Well, mental health workers have a saying, exercise makes happy hormones. These are known as endorphins. It's the way God designed our bodies, to correct the chemical imbalance of depression. And it also makes you feel better about yourself when you're doing something active to treat your problem.
Well, that sounds easy enough, and it's safe and free.
Well, of course, when you're depressed, it's not easy. You don't want to exercise, even if you know it would be good for you. You just want to stay in bed, don't you? This is where a good friend can be a great help. and perhaps you could offer to exercise together at a regular time. Help give the person a reason to get out of bed.
That's a great idea. I know I should exercise more, and it's much easier to do it with a friend. Hey, Tammy, how about joining me? Perhaps we could even ask Rose to come along as well.
That sounds great, Carol. It would also give us some nice time together.
And that's another thing depressed people need. Company, friendship. They often draw away from their friends and family and become very isolated and lonely. Now, Rose needs friends. People who understand how awful she feels, but who keep offering to do things together. Your friendship could give her hope and help her to value herself a bit more.
Since Rose has been depressed, she seems to have lost interest in everything around her.
Well, when you're depressed, the world does seem very dark and dull. If you're depressed, try to make it a habit to pay attention to something nice each day. We've talked about the body. Now, this is a head thing. Paying attention keeps you in this moment, instead of thinking about the past or worrying about the future. Now think, what has given you joy and fun in the past? You could look at a plant growing, or smell a flower, or feel the sun in your face. You could watch a child or an animal playing, or listen to music that lifts your mood. And you can use these small moments of pleasure to give thanks to God for the everyday blessings and beauties of life. Gratitude. Being grateful for what you do have. That's a very healthy attitude.
I can easily see how this would be a head treatment. It's about how you think.
Yes, and it's a choice.
Now, what about the heart? We've talked about the body and the head, and now the heart. How you feel.
Yes, taking care of your feelings makes a difference. Some people just give up hope. Others try to fight it. A good heart treatment is to accept that this is the way you feel right now. Don't fight it. Don't look for someone to blame. But don't give up hope either. An attitude of trusting, hopeful acceptance will protect you from despair and from anger.
I noticed you said before, feel the sun on your face. Is it good to be in the sun?
Yes. Having some time in the sun each day is good for depression.
Really? I thought it was not good to be out in the sun and that you should cover yourself up.
Well, yes, it's important not to get burnt in the sun. So we suggest you wear a hat and spend short times in the sun quite often. And it's best not to be out in the middle of the day. So maybe before 10 in the morning, after 4 in the afternoon. If you live in a cool climate, it feels really good to be out in the sun for a little while. If you live in a hot climate, you might like to walk early in the morning before the sun gets too hot. Or walk when there is a breeze to help keep you cool.
All these things sound like common sense.
You're so right, Tammy. These are things that help anyone enjoy life. And they can help to prevent depression too. If your friend Rose is not doing these things, you could help her by reminding her, or better still, do them with her.
You're listening to Women of Hope, and we've just been talking to our counselor, Fran, about many sensible ways that we can help ourselves or someone else with depression. Fran, you said depression is an illness. Are there medical treatments for it too?
Yes, there are many different kinds of medical treatments for depression. A doctor might prescribe some tablets that can be very helpful. They often take a few weeks to work, of course, and sometimes you need to try different ones before you and the doctor find the one that suits you best. Tablets certainly are useful, especially for severe depression. There's another medical treatment that is sometimes called shock treatment. It uses a very small electric shock to the brain while the patient is asleep under an anaesthetic. Usually this is used in a really serious case and when tablets are not working. It's a good, safe treatment for some patients, and I have seen it save many lives. But of course, you have to be in hospital to have it, so it's not available to everyone.
I know you're a counselor, Fran. Does counseling help?
Well, do you feel better after you've shared your feelings with a friend?
That's a good question. Yes, of course I do. So that would have to be good for someone with depression.
Often it does you good to talk things over. Worries can feel too big to handle. And talking can help you see things a bit differently. It's a relief to say the things that are on your mind and feel that the person has understood what you are feeling. Do you remember we talked about depression that comes because of the way we are thinking? Like holding on to anger? Or always expecting the worst things to happen? Or thinking people are trying to harm you? Well, a good counsellor can help us work out what is right thinking and help us to let go of some of those things. We need to be reminded of the truth, not the mixed up ideas that sometimes fill our minds when we're depressed.
That's good, but does it really change anything?
A counsellor is trained to ask the right questions. You can look together for ways to change the world around you, the situations and relationships that are causing problems. Remember the last step? The world around you. They can give you information and discuss some choices about what you do next. It's really good to talk together about how to solve the problems that are making you unhappy.
So, what makes a good counselor?
Well, I know you can't always find or afford to pay a highly trained counselor. But look for a wise person who you trust, who will not gossip about what you say. Someone who will really listen to you. Someone to help you think more clearly when those negative thoughts are swirling around in your head. And it's best if you can find someone who knows God and His ways, because they'll be able to pray for you and encourage you. So don't lose hope that things can change, and be prepared to work at it, and to ask for help to make all those changes that you need.
Let's listen to this lovely song. We said that listening to happy music is good for depression. Don't go away. We'll be back after this to hear some words of encouragement from the Bible that will be very helpful. In fact, they might just be what you need to hear today.
The Bible, God's Word, has encouragement for people who are sad, depressed, and in trouble. God tells us, "Call out to me when trouble comes. I will save you, and you will praise me." Can you call out to God today? God's Word also tells us to confess our wrong thoughts and actions and receive God's forgiveness. Isn't it such a relief when we know we are forgiven? It's like putting down a big burden. We also need to get things right with anyone who we are fighting with, so we can have peace. Do you need to say sorry to God or to someone else? We are told in the Bible it is God's will that we should give thanks in every situation. Not for the sadness or the bad things, but for what is good and for the fact that God is with us. Now that is hard to do when you are down, but it helps you see that everything is not bad. The Bible also tells us to comfort and help each other. It says, "Bear one another's burdens." So, do you need to help someone who is depressed? Or perhaps you need to let someone help you? We need each other. Depression makes us doubt what we usually believe. We need to hold on tightly to the truths we know, even though we can't see them in the bad times. True things like these: that God is in control, that He loves us, that He will bring good out of our suffering. Psalm 42 in the Bible is a poem full of sadness and complaints, and the writer even wonders if God has forgotten him. Do you ever feel like that? Now he keeps asking himself, "Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God. And once again I will praise Him, my Saviour, and my God. That's a great thing to say to yourself, over and over again. Why am I so sad? I will put my hope in God. Let's say that together now. Why am I so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will put my hope in God. That's the way, Women of Hope.
Here on Women of Hope is a folk story, a kind of fable that has a lesson for us. An old man was walking home at the end of the day. He'd been working in the fields, and he was carrying a big bag of vegetables and tools and some wood he had picked up for the fire. He was very tired, and he stopped from time to time to rest. The sun was setting when a farmer drove by with his donkey and cart. Imagine how pleased he was when the farmer asked, "Uncle, would you like to ride in the cart?" The old man climbed in and sat down with his heavy bag on his back. After a while, the farmer said, "Uncle, why don't you put down the bag and have a rest?" But the old man said, "Oh, no. It is very kind of you to carry me. I could not ask you to carry my burden as well." And the donkey thought to himself, "I'm already pulling you and your bag, so you might as well put it down. You know, I can be like that old man sometimes. I'm thankful to God for forgiving my sins, for giving me everlasting life, and a new life as a follower of Jesus. But then, I often feel I have to carry all my worries and burdens myself, almost as though I should not bother God with them. But of course, He knows them already. He knows everything, and He wants to help me with them. He carries me like a mother carries a child. And if He's carrying me, He's already carrying my burdens and caring about them. Aren't I silly not to go to Him in prayer and give Him my burdens? God's Word invites us, leave all your worries with Him because He cares for you."
We are women of hope because we can trust in our good God and we know that Jesus is the answer. I would like to pray for you, my friend. Our God, thank you that you're good. Thank you that you love my friend and will never abandon her. I ask you to help her with whatever troubles her today. Help her whether her problems are in her body, her head, her heart, or her world. May she learn to praise you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
It has been so good to share together today. I hope some of these ideas have helped you to understand depression better and be able to help yourself and other people. If you would like to share your needs or ask questions about our topic, you can write to Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.